Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh yeah, Dina's Dirt is happening right now at 641. And this dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right, well, congratulations are in order for Serena Williams. She takes another title that has nothing to do with tennis. But I'm sure it helped her out. She became the first athlete to ever make Forbes list of America's richest self-made women.
Good for her.
Yeah,
nice.
She ranks as the most successful female entrepreneur in the country. I mean, she's 80th on the list, but again, first female athlete to make the list. She's got an estimated net worth of $225
million. Wow.
She's got her 23 Grand Slam wins. She gets about $19 million from endorsements. So not bad for her, huh?
Isn't that wild?
Not bad now.
They don't make the majority from their winnings. It's all about the endorsements.
Yeah. Other people have
live
made the
shows.
List.
Live shows. T-shirts they sell.
CDs they sign.
You want to know some other celebrities who made the list? There's Kylie Jenner, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Ellen DeGeneres, and Reese Witherspoon.
Nice. DinasDirt.com.
So that story about Miley Cyrus getting grabbed by a crazy fan in Barcelona.
Yeah, you said like a headlock or something.
Yeah,
he
like put his arm like hooked around her neck and pulled her towards him. And
WWE!
Yeah, exactly. I hope she body slammed him. But it was scary, and she has finally talked about it, saying to Inside Edition that, you know, this is not how you treat women. She says she, talking about women in general, she can be wearing what she wants. She can be with five different people. She can be with her husband. She can be with her girlfriend. She can be naked. She can't be grabbed without her consent. Don't mess with my freedom.
I mean, I would say it's kind of equal opportunity, though, because, I mean, Justin Timberlake and NSYNC, I'm sure they were grabbed.
They get grabbed, too.
All the time. I mean, and that was just Lopez.
You shouldn't be grabbed. Well, that was
grab anybody.
They allowed it, but you shouldn't be grabbing anybody like that.
Right. I mean, anytime I try to grab Ryan Reynolds, I let him know it's going to happen first.
Right.
Man, you don't let go of his, don't let go of his leg.
I warn him.
Drags you for several miles.
DinasDirt.com.
Lisa Vanderpump has given some pretty clear signs she is done with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but nothing official until now.
How will life go on?
I don't know.
Just so as, devastated.
Just as fans were adjusting to word that she's skipping the reunion, Lisa dropped a bigger bomb. She is done with the show. She says, I have no inclination to reunite with the women who've been harassing me for 10 months now. They've made it pretty impossible for me to go back, frankly, so no. I think she's not coming back. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
There could be a reboot.
Yeah. Up in the air. It's up in the air.
Never know.
There's room for a new housewife. Could be me. You never know. DinasDirt.com. And poor Tracy Morgan. I swear he has the worst luck. He was involved in that car crash almost 5 years ago. Remember that? That
the
fatal
Walmart
wreck on the,
truck or
the New Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he was lucky to get out of that with a lot of rehab, too.
That's scary.
Well, he bought this brand new Bugatti and he was driving it off the lot yesterday when another car sideswiped him trying to make a last second right turn. Now, amazingly, this crash comes 3 days shy of the 5-year anniversary of the crash that left him in critical condition.
Well, I should stay off the road next year at this time.
Okay?
He's okay.
Okay.
He's okay, thank goodness. An ambulance did check him out and everything, but you're right, Kellogg. I think it's time to stay away from cars for a little while. Maybe take a big bus or something.
Yeah, and how horrible is that? You just buy a car and you pull out, somebody whacks you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this baby is all
It's like stuff that only happens in movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and to Tracy Morgan, apparently. But we're glad to hear he's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Stick to Zeppelins.
Yeah. That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. And it's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work hard. They've got awesome money market account rates as high as 1.5% APY. Those are very good if you're not in the banking industry. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, told you about some shakeups going on with the Real Housewives world, like Lisa Vanderpump saying, I'm out. No more me. Well, it looks like the Real Housewives of New York cutting off some of their housewives. According to Radar Online, Luann De Lesseps and Ramona Singer, they are the ones who might be let go. Ramona, her storyline has run its course. It's kind of insulting.
It's all done.
As for Luann,
no more stories.
It was all done the first episode when I watched it, really.
Whoa, ouch.
Ooh.
What? I'm just saying it's not something I normally watch. So anyway, what's up with the housewives, though?
And as for Luann, her ongoing legal issues could be her demise.
Oh,
plus,
yeah.
Luann's asking for a raise to make her the highest paid housewife over Bethany Frankel, and that is not going to happen. So producers are turning to Bethany and Tinsley Mortimer, looking into some of their high-profile girlfriends, including Lauren Santo Domingo, who producers apparently really want to sign on to the show. We'll have to see. You know, it is. It's all about the mama who brings the drama. That's
yeah,
what they want.
That's true. And they act like 12-year-olds, which
that's
is the interesting
true.
Thing.
I could do
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. You are so dramatic.
You're I would love to do that.
Like a big dramatic toddler housewife for you. Well, according to Ace Showbiz, former Disney star Bella Thorne has moved on from her breakup from Maude Sun, who she dated for more than 2 years. Now, she was spotted in an Instagram photo getting very cozy with a new man. But her ex is implying she might have been cheating on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He says, I was faithful, but I'm not going to speak for her. You saw already she's with someone the next day. And you know how my head's going to be and what I'm going to be thinking after seeing those two together. And it sounds like he's kind of not quite over her. He said first that he never had a reason to look at another girl for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But he says, I still think Bella's the hottest girl in the entire world, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's sweet, but unfortunate there's only one
bittersweet.
For him.
Unfortunate,
there's
only one.
That stinks.
Cloner.
Former Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans and her mom Barbara got into a huge argument outside of a North Carolina courthouse. Yesterday, Janelle went up to her mom, Barbara, outside the courthouse. Barbara had the kids with her, and Janelle got upset when her mom wasn't letting her hang out with the kids right then and there. And she said, well, we got things to do. We got to go. And Janelle's like, hey, I'm giving my daughter a hug. You want to call a court officer? You go for it. So it's been very tense between the two of them while they're fighting for custody of their kids.
Yeah, it's things the kids have to get in the middle of that. I mean, they're going to scar them a little bit for life. It's horrible.
Fight in front of them. If you're angry with your mom, send her a text letter to let her know. Like, you know.
Send her a text letter?
Later, I meant text later, not letter.
Yeah, I'm going to text you on a letter. I'll mail it to you.
Text a letter.
Oh my gosh.
Text it and print it out.
Some people do text me letters. According to People, Jennifer Aniston is open to a Friends reunion. Oh, look what she could be doing for us.
The holdout or no?
No, she's the one who's saying, why not? I will do this. And she thinks all her co-stars would be on board too. But, I mean, don't be so sure. Courtney Cox had said in the past she didn't see it happening.
It wasn't Joey, too.
Joey might have said something
saying...
in the past. Matt LeBlanc, yeah. And Lisa Kudrow, she's like, well, people liked seeing us in our 20s. We were the family. Now we have our own families in the show. What fun would that be? And even David Schwimmer was like, do you really want to see us with crutches and walkers? But, you know, they
They're
might.
They're not that
well,
old,
how
David.
Old is, jeez. And how old did David Schwimmer get, for crying out loud?
Yeah, he aged faster than the rest of us.
Wow.
He's 108.
Guys, the aging process isn't kind to everyone equally, okay?
I know, but he's not. He's fine. He's still acting.
Maybe on the show he was 68. You don't know.
He looks young. He
just looked young, and then all of a sudden.
Really 500.
Yeah, his age caught up with him one day.
So.
Well, I hope it happens. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
So what's up in Hollywood? What have you heard?
Oh, well, I've heard that Chris Hemsworth is going to be shirtless in his upcoming film Down Undercover, which also stars girls trip star Tiffany Haddish.
Wow.
And, like, who wouldn't love seeing Chris Hemsworth shirtless?
I know, you're a little giddy this morning.
Great way to sell a movie.
Apparently his wife, the Fate of the Furious actress Elsa Pataky, says that, you know, he doesn't need to be shirtless. She's just sick of it. She's like, put your clothes on. It's not nearly as exciting for her at all.
Well, you can make it feel better. And like,
wow.
You can like tattoo her name across your chest.
No, that's good.
Yeah, like ownership. Yeah.
No, the reason for her is she's like, for me, sexy is the inside of someone. Well, you know, considering we'll never get close enough to experience the inside of Chris Hemsworth, Elsa needs to stop trying to take away what little bits of joy we can get from her husband.
Yeah,
she needs to stop.
Tell Elsa it's less laundry she has to do.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
True.
Yeah, pure shirts.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who says she's the one doing
shirtless laundry?
Yeah. No, thanks. Rihanna's been named the world's richest female musician by Forbes. Believe it or not, though, most of that money is not from her music. She's banked $600 million at the young age of 31, and most of that is from her Fenty Beauty line that she only launched a couple years ago. So also on the richest female musicians list, we've got Madonna with $570 million, Celine Dion with $450 million, and Beyonce with $400
million. Nice.
DinasDirt.com.
Nick Lachey's wife, Vanessa Lachey, she's got a new job.
Does she?
She does. is. Yes, she just landed a role on the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. She will be the wife of Jason Priestley's character, and they're describing her character as a high-powered publicist, balancing career while also wanting to start a family.
Wow, so we won't see her at our job expo on the 17th.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, she's all set.
I'm sure she planned on it as well.
Well, I mean, the show doesn't premiere until August 7th, so maybe in her downtime she might want to pick up some extra work.
Bingo, it
maybe.
Is a free event at the hall. DinaStirt.com.
And Mindy Kaling may be a confident woman, but she certainly isn't the one in charge at home. That role belongs to her daughter, Catherine. Mindy's been having some power struggles with her toddler, explaining, "I didn't know how much bribery there was in being a parent. Every time I see her, it's like Tony Soprano. I go up to her and I'm like, hey, you have to give me the remote controller. And she's like, you have to give me your car keys."
Whoa.
She's just kids. Like, one.
If you don't have kids, they do rule your life.
No, I totally get where she's coming from. There's nothing more deflating than getting out argued by your own kid.
Yeah, but your trunk is open now. Put that on the key fob.
Gotcha.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.